Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacy Tuschel.
Hello and welcome to the Business Rescue Roadmap. I am Stacy Tuschel, and today's guest, I have the pleasure of interviewing Erica Jennings. Erica quit her day job in early 2009 to run her graphic and web design firm full-time. At the time, she had a mortgage and only one client. Now today, Jennings Design LLC has worked with dozens of clients, big and small, from national magazines and nonprofits to local consultants, authors, and professionals. And I have been fortunate enough to have the pleasure to work with Erica. She was the designer for my latest book, Is Your Business Worth Saving? So Erica came highly recommended, and when I was informed about her, I immediately called and booked her. So Erica, welcome to the Business Rescue Roadmap. Thank you for being here.
And thank you so much for having me.
Is there anything else that you would like to share with our audience, or did I get everything in your bio?
That's everything. That's my story.
All right, perfect. Well, the first thing we usually do is the section called Commit to Win or Cut Your Losses. And this is basically talking about the choices that you've had to make to really commit to having a successful business. So take us back before you decided to start your business and walk us through that. What were the choices and decisions you had to make before deciding to start Jennings Design?
Well, I was listening to a lot of personal development audio and video as part of my job for about a year leading up to that decision, and it definitely influenced me. Jim Rohn says, why not you? Why not now? And I couldn't come up with an answer for why not now. It was maybe a little bit impulsive. I had the one client. I had bills to pay. But I had confidence in myself. And I do well in sink or swim situations. And I just knew that I had to succeed and I had to give myself that push. And I did it.
And no looking back, absolutely. And
I know.
And once you're in that entrepreneurship role and it is that great fit, I mean, it feels like such a weight lifted off of your shoulders that you're finally in the right place at the right time.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I am a huge advocate for it.
Yes. Now, looking within, what are the personal strengths that you would say allow you to maintain a strong and successful business year after year?
I would say I'm determined. My husband would say I'm stubborn. I have laser focus, when it's something that I love, and this is what I love, and it's easy for me to get up every morning and sit in front of the computer instead of watching a soap opera. So that's a big part of it too.
Yeah. And, you know, that makes me think, we just said it's amazing to have that entrepreneurial role. However, you have to love it. I mean, you have to want to wake up and do it and want to do it before you go to sleep. And sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't help but think of that business. So you have to have that passion. Absolutely.
Yes, definitely.
And I find that combining those two, the passion and then the laser focus, I mean, that is what really helps me and my business. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's essential. Yeah.
So let's transition into a section about money really does matter. Many entrepreneurs learn the hard way that they have to be really careful about the financial management of their company. So looking back, what was one financial mistake that you've made in your business? And then can you share with us how you've grown from that experience? What lessons have you learned?
Well, I'm a visual person. I like making things pretty. I'm not a big fan of numbers. And so I tended to just let all my finances sit around until it was tax time. And it would be hugely stressful and overwhelming because I knew I'd put it off and I shouldn't have put it off and I needed to get everything together, but I didn't want to. And it just ended up creating a huge mess. So now I use Mint.com to manage my transactions once a month. And that also helps me keep track of income and expenses in addition to having everything organized and ready to go when it needs to be ready to go.
Great. And that's an online resource, you said, Mint.com?
Mint.com.
Mint, yeah. M-I-N-T.
Yes.
All right, great. I will definitely add that in the show notes for people as well to check that out.
Yes.
So what else, you know, financial habits that you've established in your business? You say that you check out, you and put everything into Mint.com. Is there anything else that you have to do? Are you able to manage it on your own? Or do you have a bookkeeper or a CPA that you work with?
I have a CPA that I work with, definitely. I wouldn't trust myself to do it. Yeah. Probably should have a bookkeeper as well. I think it's so important. I tell my clients this all the time, to delegate the things that you don't do well. And I need to hand it off to someone else that knows what they're doing. So I have to be better about that.
Yeah. And one of the things I struggled with in the beginning too was making sure I had that financial support with people who could just inform me and educate with me what I needed to do. So once you have a great CPA, I mean, they can really say to you what you need, what you don't need, what you should be focusing on. But yeah, if you don't love doing that side of it, you can easily hand that off to a bookkeeper. Absolutely.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Now let's talk about marketing. And you know, I'm sure you're going to have a lot of light to shed on this topic with you being a graphic designer, but marketing has to be a main focus. I mean, it's the first thing people see. I mean, my book cover, I mean, that is, depending on if people are going to pick it up or not, I mean, that is something that's so important. So just give us a little tip on marketing and your thoughts on branding and just anything that we should be aware of.
It's essential. It is. What I do want to say, I have a lot of clients come to me that don't have a web presence yet, or they haven't even decided on a company name yet. And I see so many people get stuck right there. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs have a tendency to be a little bit perfectionist. And I would say, just make a decision, pick the name, commit to having a web presence. Even if it's only a contact form, you've got to have something up there. You've got to have a name so that people can find you and contact you. You don't have to get overwhelmed by having a huge portfolio of clients. You don't have to spend 6 months on coming up with the perfect name. I myself got a little bit stuck on my name, Jennings Design. It's not clever. I just said, look, I've got to pick something. This is it. I'm going with it. And it's fine. 7 years later, I have the clients, I have the business. It's fine.
Right.
But you have to have something. You have to have a brand.
And what would you say to somebody who maybe just has a Facebook page, like a business page, as opposed to a website? I mean, how do you feel about that? Pros, cons?
I think that's fine. If you're updating it consistently and you're interacting with your clients and you've got a logo up there and they know how to contact you, that's more than enough.
Okay, great. And are there places or where would you recommend somebody go to get inspiration for a name or logo design? Or is there a place or websites that you recommend?
I like logolounge.com. I think you have to have a membership, but they have a line of books that they publish that you can also pick up. I think it's important to look at what your competitors are doing as well. Because it depends on what industry you're in and what you're trying to do for how that look needs to be. And just find the stuff that you like and the stuff you don't like. That's really important too.
Yeah. And I've noticed too, I definitely am not a designer, but I can tell you if I like it or I don't like it. And one thing that I was told before was, you know, even if you could tell me a list of things you don't like, that will help me create and design. And sometimes that's what I'm giving a designer, is that information of, I don't want this, I don't want that. And they can kind of help me paint that picture I'm looking for.
Yeah, that's very helpful. Mm-hmm.
Tell us how you define work-life balance. You know, owning a business and trying to have a personal life is not as easy as you think it would be. So Do you think work-life balance even exists? Do you have it? What are your thoughts?
I do think it exists. Last April, I said out loud, I think that was my mistake, I found perfect work-life balance. And then it came crashing down. It definitely goes in cycles. It's always going to be a give and take between the various responsibilities that people have. I will say, I work from home now, and I used to have a commute that was an hour and a half every day. And just getting that time back, making that decision to step back from that, has improved my relationships with my friends and my family. I have time for myself now. And that's always going to be a priority for me. I didn't realize it was lacking until I got it back. So.
And I'm a big believer of getting that on the calendar. So instead of
yes.
saying, you know, oh, I want to hang out with my friends, I put a date and set that up. And even if I'm the person that has to reach out to everybody, I make sure that gets done.
I'm
really,
the same way.
Yeah, I really feel like, you don't want to lose that. And getting it on your calendar is going to help you make sure it actually happens.
I do tell my friends it is not going to happen unless it is in the calendar. Yes. So let's
do it. And what motivates you as an entrepreneur? I mean, what makes you want to continue to do this business?
I love the freedom. I love that I can go to the grocery store at 10 o'clock on a Wednesday morning and I don't have to deal with the crowds and I can make the choices and run my errands. And if I need to work a weekend or work a night, that's fine. It's what I love and I'm making the choices and I'm keeping the balance in my life. So
yeah, the freedom is definitely a huge, huge thing for me too. I could not agree more. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about employees, or if you don't have employees, a team specifically to outsource to. I'm sure you have to have some help with your business.
Yes.
What is something that you have learned to help you with your outsourcing and delegating? Fill us in on that.
I made such a huge mistake the first time I hired a contractor. I know you're supposed to do your due diligence, and I didn't do it. I was hiring this person through a temp agency, and I trusted that they were going to send me the right person for the job. And I just said, oh, she sounds great. Let's hire her. And I had a deadline for her to meet. And the morning of that deadline, she emailed me to let me know that her computer had died. Ha ha, Murphy's Law, I guess. And that was it.
Wow.
She just left me hanging. And I went back and I looked at her website and there were all kinds of misspellings. Mm-hmm. And she kind of sounded like a weirdo. And I never would have hired her if I'd actually just taken that one step. But I am kind of glad it happened, because the next time I needed to hire a contractor, I had so many questions to ask. I said, I don't want this, I don't want that. And I also said, I don't want the cheapest person. I want the best person.
Yes.
So yeah, that was a big lesson to learn.
Yeah. And I'm okay with having help with trying to, you know, go through those steps of the interviews. So maybe I'm not the first person that weeds through the resumes, but I'm definitely the last step before they get hired. So I'm okay with the delegating of that. But I definitely think you've got to do that due diligence that you're talking about and really, really make sure nobody knows your business like you. And if you're hiring a team member, they need to feel like a really, really good fit for you to hire them.
Yes, definitely.
Well, lesson learned, I'm sure, on that
one. Oh, yeah.
What is one characteristic that you always want to see in employees? So if you're when you're in the hiring process, what's something you hope to hear or see on their resume? Just anything along those lines.
I like to see someone with a good organizational tendencies. Mostly I want someone who's not a flake, who's going to answer their emails, who understands how to prioritize. I don't want to babysit. I want to, you know, if you can do the job or not, let me know, be upfront about it, get it done when you say you're going to get it done.
Yeah. And if you are somebody who loves email, definitely give them a task in the interview process through email, you know, ask them to do something a certain way. I recently was looking for a personal assistant and I made my headline in the subject line. I made them say something specific, and anybody who didn't have it in the subject line, I didn't even open their resumes. And it was one of the best things I did. And I could just breeze like through my email inbox. So
that's great. Yeah.
Just if you love email, give them an email task. They don't realize they're getting a job before they're even hired, but that's who you want to see.
I will definitely try that next time.
Yeah, it was amazing. I will definitely continue to do that. All right. Well, before we wrap up, I'd like to end our discussion with the ultimate guide of our business rescue roadmap. And I just have a few more questions before we end here. But what do you said you enjoy the freedom. When you talk about your freedom and your lifestyle, was that something you thought about when you first were going to start your career? Or did it eventually turn into that? I mean, what were you hoping for the ultimate outcome of being an entrepreneur?
That was the goal, the work-life balance, getting away from the commute. And there were some nights I was working till 2 a.m. and then still having to drive an hour and a half home. So yeah, wow. It's the main goal.
And what do you think the most challenging part of being an entrepreneur is?
Oh, it can be very nerve-wracking when the money's not coming in, mm-hmm. when you're not totally sure what project might come your way. It always works out, and I finally learned that it will, and it'll be fine. But those first couple of years, especially the recession was still going on, and it was very lean. But I knew that if I made it through that, I could make it through anything, and I did. So
yeah, and you know, when I wrote my book, Is Your Business Worth Saving? A lot of people just assumed I was talking to failing businesses. And no, I mean, what I said was, I think every business, no matter how successful, needs to be saved. And sometimes on a daily basis, we're making those decisions and we have to decide what's working, what's not. So I think when you talk about the finances, at any point, somebody could be going through those same decisions and have it that same feeling, even though they could be extremely successful, especially looking from the outside.
There's always the unknown. And that's every entrepreneur goes through that. Yeah. You face it all of us.
Well, do you have any go-to tools that you use on the internet, whether it's having to do with, doesn't have to be graphic design, but just any kind of tools to help an entrepreneur in the online world now? Is there anything that makes your life easier that you use?
I use a time tracking tool called FreshBooks.com, and there's a ton of them out there. I think even if you're not a professional working on an hourly basis, it's still good. Some advice I got early on was track everything you do. How much time are you spending writing emails? How much time are you spending getting new business? How much time are you spending on getting your finances together? And that gives you a really good picture of where your, you know, how your business is segmented and maybe what you can outsource and what makes sense for you to do. And so I think it's a really good tool just to track your time.
And I use FreshBooks for my accounting cloud-based as well. Okay. So yeah, it takes my credit card, my checking, and it uploads all those transactions. So I'm a big fan of FreshBooks as well. Mm-hmm. Great. Well, thank you so much for being here. Before you go, is there any place that my listeners can find you on if they wanted to look up your services or just anything more about you?
I have a website at JenningsDesignLLC.com. I'm also on LinkedIn under Erica Jennings.
Perfect. And I will put those links in the show notes as well for people to click on.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. And thank you so much for being here. I appreciate your time. And thank you for everything you've done, especially as somebody who's been your client and now having you on the show. I really appreciate it. So thank you, Erica.
Thank you. I appreciate it too.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit stacytushel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.